too often in cases of miscarriages of justice, the police come to a conclusion as to who the guilty party is. Once that's done, material that's inconsistent with that perspective is jettisoned, and information that reinforces that view is often given greater importance. Clearly, there came to be a view as to who was involved in the homicide. And the irony is, in my view, was always it was Clark. And here you have all this effort spent trying to convict McCullough and Nasi, where right in front of you is the killer. And it baffled me that it was such a fight to get the obvious established.